Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Chris the Media Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Everything Marvel TV podcast, Survivor David versus Goliath, second last episode of the season. I just can't believe it. I'm just thinking about it. Like, really? Next week is actually this upcoming week. Sorry. This is Saturday now. This is the finale week for Survivor. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. It's like we just started the season not long ago. Now it's all over, and then I'll be getting ready for Celebrity Big Brother, which will be, mind you, will be a weekly schedule. But maybe I'll say it at the end of the podcast. I'll talk about the scheduling for that. It actually is up on the website now, on my website, the cbltw.blogspot.com. You can check it out. I'll talk more about it at the end of the podcast. I like to do all my announcements at the end, but know what? Let's just do it now. Go to the website, the cbltw.blogspot.com. It is on the schedule page. There is all the podcasts that are going to be coming out over the next month and a half. It's going to be a crazy next month and a half, 2 months. For me, it'll be crazy next 2.5 months for me. It will be very hectic because we are going to be actually doing the podcast live on twitch.tv/everythingaboutrealityTV, which will be very, 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 very exciting to be going back to my old roots where I began this podcast 3.5 years ago, almost 3.5 years ago. 3 years, I guess I would say. It is kind of in the 3-year mark there as well. So that will be starting up in the new year, January the 23rd, but actually, I believe it will be sooner I'll be starting that. I will be starting that on the 5th of January. It will be the first actual live broadcast on Twitch, and unfortunately, I had to reschedule everything. Schedule will not be, it'll have to be tweaked a bit, but I will do that later. Anyways, getting into the recap, enough of the announcements. That's my little, shameless plug that I'm going to be going back live on twitch.tv/everythingmarvelTV. Sorry, shameless plug again, like usual. So they said it was, it was a good way to play the idol. Obviously, talking about Christian, the way that Christian actually played his idol. I think he had to play it, because if he didn't play it, he would be in a lot of trouble. Christian would have been in a heck of a lot of trouble with it. If he did not play the idol, he would have been voted out. It would not have been Gabby. It would have been, him. That was the one that voted out. And we know who gets voted out. It is him. He got voted out this week. So he is out of the game. He is not in this game anymore whatsoever. He is not in this game at all. But we'll talk about that as we move forward into this podcast today. So, they came to him and, told him to play the idol. Nick is very questionable. Nick said he is going to make a fake idol. We've seen this fake idol thing happen in the past. Actually, one notable idol that was used was in Survivor Micronesia Advance versus Favorites season, where it was a effing stick. I know, I think I referred to that a few times in the past seasons of me recapping Survivor in the past. I think I mentioned it many times in the past that the whole effing stick thing with Eliza Orleans and I think it was Jason and Eliza from the Survivor Micronesia Fans versus Favorites. So I know I always seem to make that stupid it's not stupid, but I mean, I always make that reference to Micronesia, Fan versus Favorite, each and every time there is a fake idol that is actually played in the game as well. Obviously, they're going to make a fake idol. He's going to bury it, and then if they find it, they'll be busy. They'll think, okay, someone has an idol, and then, he can go look for the actual idol itself, and then he also collected things from the past, I guess, weeks or days in this game. So he has actually been collecting stuff. He's going to make his idol out of it. And then obviously he pretended, you know, he was moving the dirt around, and then he found the idol. So apparently he was the one that, I guess he wanted to find the idol. He was the one that wanted to find the idol, and you know, he wanted to find it, and they think that he has the idol, but he really does have the real idol. And actually, I only think that there is no idol played at this point. There is no idol open anymore, because I think he did use the idol in tribal. So I'm actually wiping the idol thing off the board, because there's no idols left, and there probably won't be many more idols now, because there will. I think the idol, like, there will not be no idols, because the game is coming. We're at final six as of right now. We are at the final six. So, questions. I think they can use idols up to final four, if I'm correct. If I remember my Survivor rules, I guess they would say. I think it is a final six that they are allowed to use the idol. Sorry, final four, they are able to use the idol again. So, I think it is. If I remember correctly, unless the rules have changed, where they're only allowed to do it to final five, I don't really know the rules on that. So, Christian and them thought, you know, it was really an idol that they will find the... Christian said, you know, and them think he has a real idol, but he will find the real one. And then they told Davey that he, you know, has the... Davey said he wasn't sure he actually has an idol. He doesn't think it's real. So, you know, when you're making an idol, you have to make it very believable. You do. You have to make it very, very, very believable. And you got to make sure that, you know, people think, oh, this is really an idol. We should vote him out. You know, or someone gives you an idol, then you got to, you know, make sure that it is a real, like, it is very genuine idol, like Bob did in Survivor Gabon. If you remember that whole scenario, Bob made a fake idol, gave it to Randy, and then Randy got blindsided in a vote because it was a fake idol. He was screwed over. He got voted out. He was sent to jury, end of the game. And of course, you know, at the end, he told all three of them to kiss his ass. Obviously, it was like, all three of you, kiss my, and it was like a bleep out, but I know it probably was ass, so he would probably said that the ASS word, probably, but, you know, you have to make, again, you have to make the idols very genuine. You gotta make sure they're real, they look real enough that people are gonna believe it. So, there's a kind of a curve to that, making fake idols. You gotta make it believable. You gotta make people believe it is a real idol. You gotta make sure that they are actually, they actually think it is, like, it will be usable in a tribal council. So you gotta remember those kind of key factors to making a fake idol. Obviously, you have to make it very, very, very believable, basically. So, okay, and then also he could pull that the one that he has. That's what Davey's saying. He went looking for the real idol, and then obviously he was looking all over the place. He looked at the water hole where they get water, and also he said if Nick has all the idols, you know, he can go all the way. I was obviously talking to Christian about that, or Davey was, or something. He said to Christian to get out Nick next, the next tribal council. So it is obvious that it is time to get Nick out of this game once and for all. And definitely, I think he's on the radar, and I think he is definitely on the radar to be voted out next, because what threats are there left? There is Nick. I think there's Davey, I think, are next on the list. What I can think of, who are the, well, current, okay, let's say currently in the game. So we have Christian, he's a big threat. Nick, he's a big threat. He's got an idol at this point of us doing this part of the podcast. And then we have Davey, who will eventually even have another idol, because he did find the idol. He did. He actually found that idol down the road as well. And we'll talk about that as we progress on to this podcast as well. So, reward challenge, they will be tied to a rope. They have to kind of ravel up all the rope enough to go through the obstacles. If you don't have enough, you have to go back and then kind of unravel more. Once you have enough rope, you have to go to the end and then get knock over some blocks. Some cylinder blocks-ish, if I know correctly. And you got to knock those over. Once you do, the first person to do that wins reward. So the reward is that you're taken by the survivor helicopter to Mala Mala, which is a beach resort, which is beautiful. Mind you, I remember watching that this morning when I was watching Survivor. Very, very bright and early in the morning, around 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we were probably wondering, what are you doing up 4 a.m.? I couldn't sleep, so I was doing some work, and I got to watch Survivor this morning, and I was tweeting out a bit as well on Twitter, and, you know, being active a little bit more than I have been this afternoon. So they will have... What was it? They'll have a full menu, surf and turf. They will have sliders. They'll have sandwiches. The works. So, okay. And then, okay. And then Davey was heading over to the first. So Davey pretty much got enough rope at first. So he was able to, you know, he managed to have enough rope to knock some over some block. Maybe he got a few blocks knocked over. Allison and Angelina and Nick coming towards the blocks. And then Davey was, you know, I guess he was Davey did not have enough rope. So I guess he had to kind of make sure he was able to reach it. Allison throwing Nick with a big hit. Kara now on it. And then Angelina not enough rope. So she had to go back. Angelina had to go all the way back. And she had to go get more rope. And then Kara had to go back. Nick with two blocks left. Davey with one. Nick with one. Davey missed. Nick didn't get it. Davey knocked over his last block and wins reward. He got to choose one person. He chose Nick. Obviously because Nick obviously Nick chose him for the loved one's reward. So obviously that it was the logical solution to invite Nick onto this reward, which is, I guess, it is a strategy as well at this point of the game as well. And then you got to pick one more. Jeff offered to plead for the rest of them to plead their case. Honestly, we know they do that at the Survivor finale each and every year when they plead their case to win the game of Survivor, which we will see next Wednesday as we are wrapping up Survivor David versus Goliath season. So, and then of course Angelina said, you know, she gave up immunity. You know, she gave it up to give him food and all that. To me, the picture that it would mean a lot to her if they, you know, if they picked her. And then of course Davey chose Kara instead of, you know, Angelina. So obviously, I guess it is the strategy at this point of who they're gonna pick to go to the on this reward. So Angelina was really pissed off, and the first time in 33 days, she was really angry that Davey picked Kara. You know, she gave up her challenge to get food to the tribe. You know, I guess a little appreciation. I guess that's what she's trying to say. She wants a little appreciation that, you know, hey, I gave you guys food. I fed you guys. I gave you rice. You know, I could have not given you rice. I could have let us starve. We could have had to find food for ourselves the rest of the game. You know, that it was, you know, that could have been the situation where they would have had to find their own food whatsoever. So they said they were going to talk about it over a nice thing of rice. And then, obviously, Davey talking about, you know, he brought on Nick to the reward as he is actually going to be, he wants to kind of, I guess, I don't know, maybe soften the blow. The fact that Nick is being voted out next. Nick is the next one to be voted out this game. You know, maybe that's just to soften the blow a bit. Maybe that's what they are actually doing at this point. Maybe that is what the plan is. And then, obviously, told Kara that he was going to, he hasn't second idol. Kara was shocked. And also that if Nick doesn't win immunity, they're going to get him out next. So Nick is actually on the chopping block. He is the next to be, you know, voted out of this game. He'll be voted out next. Then Kara told Allison that Nick has an idol. And, you know, obviously that they are going to get out Christian next. But obviously, you know, Angelina... so they're gonna, you know, get Nick out, but they're gonna leave Angelina out. So I think it was Nick, Kara, and Allison, and Christian, I think it was, that they were going to actually, vote to get Nick out of this game, obviously. So Allison told Mike, and what Davey said about Nick. And then Mike said Nick is a huge threat, but obviously that Mike has bonded with him over at Jabini back when we were split into three tribes, if I remember correctly. It was three tribes, Jabini. He bonded with Mike and Nick, kind of bonded. So obviously I think they're definitely close in this. They are definitely close in this game, they know a lot about each other and all that. I don't know. I don't think there's an alliance there. I don't think there is an alliance, though, between the two. But they know each other very well, pretty much. So, also, where was I saying? And then, and then he found... So, going to Davey, he found a blue cloth on a stick. It was a clue to an advantage where the merge feast first, where they had the merge feast. And obviously that is way down at the other end of the beach, far away from the tribe camp. So that'd be really good that nobody can really tell that he is gone whatsoever. He is not there at all. So, they were waiting till everyone is kind of, not paying attention, and they're looking in the other direction, and with the storm coming, so obviously he was waiting for the right moment to actually, turn the other way, and for them to turn the other way, and while they are distracted whatsoever in there. So he got the idol. He can actually extend the life of the idol. It is only good for the next tribal council. Once that's it, then the idol's dead. It's no more. No good. It's finished. It's not going to be usable anymore. But he can extend the life as long as he keeps getting, extensions to life. I guess once he doesn't get one, then he will, he won't have any more lives or extended life on the actual idol. And now we've seen this before too. We have seen the extended part of the idol before in the past. We have seen this happen before in the past. So it is really, really, really great that they can do that. I like this new feature. But I think the one thing I do like about this season is the when they had the the idol nullifier. That was really cool. That was kind of very cool. Twist? I don't know if it's twist. I guess element of the game, I guess you would say. I'm trying to find the right word for it, but element would be probably the more appropriate word for it. But it's all part of the game, You have the nullifier, you have the extra vote, you have so much different things going on at once during this game. He was going through the scenarios in his head, kind of saying, if he doesn't get the extension of the life on this, then he will, they can draw rocks and then he could be voted out. But if he wins an idol, he is safe. He's kind of playing the scenario in his head. What is the best, the best move for him, especially at this point? So he asked for a sign, and then kind of the flame was kind of pointing one way with the wind. So obviously it was kind of like a sign, but he decided not to extend the life on his idol and take the risk and have the idol for tonight's tribal council, obviously. So he decided to keep it as it is and play it. And we know, obviously, that he played that idol that night too. It's a meaning challenge. They got to stand on a very narrow perch. They have to hold a ball on a flat thing. At intervals, they will add another ball and another ball. I believe there's like three balls in total. Last one standing wins immunity. Losers go to tribal council, where someone will be voted, the 14th person is voted out and the 7th member of the jury. So let's go right into the immunity challenge here. Angelina ball was moving. Christian's ball was moving but got it back. Mike feet were shaky. Nick was balls were moving, and then everyone was safe. They added two balls to the list. Balls was moving, so was Angelina's as well. And then Kara's ball was moving and dropped. Angelina was out of the competition. Davey's ball dropped. It was separating. Davey's ball dropped. He was out. Christian drops and out. Down to three. Nick drops. It was down to a showdown of two Goliaths this time. And then both were safe. They added the third and final ball. This would have been Allison's second mini challenge that she has won. And then Mike's first mini challenge that he has ever won. So Mike's never won a mini challenge yet in this game at all. So Mike went, then of course Mike's ball was moving on the edge. Allison balls drop. Mike wins his first individual immunity. Mike isn't nervous now that he has the immunity idol necklace. Sorry, that's not an idol. It's a necklace. Sorry. And then he knows that he can make the best bold move for his game. Nick was to get out Christian. And then obviously there is more Goliaths than David, obviously, at this point, which is true. I don't know how many Davids there are. I don't know what we are at for Davids at this point. We are, let's see, I'm looking up here. We have purple is Goliath, so we have two Davids and four Goliaths left at this point. So the Davids are getting decimated this season, obviously. They're definitely being decimated at this point right now. So and then Nick was to get out Christian. I already said that. So they agreed to get out Allison. So obviously they're flip-flopping. It's like flip-flop Floaterville once again. They just cannot make up their mind who they want to get out. Like, it always seems to be what I feel is like, it is a last second decision that they make. It is a last second decision that they make sometimes at the final second of before they head into, you know, into tribal council. It's like they have to, like, I wish they would know that they should know who they want to vote out for. So there's a couple of possibilities. Nick, there was Christian, and then there's Allison. I don't know why Allison, because Allison, well, I know, okay, she has won, what, one competition so far, one individual at this point. So yeah, I guess she is a bit of a threat. And then you got Christian, who's a bigger threat, and then Nick, who is a big threat as well. So there's three targets left. So I have that funny feeling it's going to be, well, obviously we know Christian's out, and then it'll probably be Nick or Allison next, and then it'll be one of the other that are not voted out already. So, you know, it will come down to the wire. I think it will definitely come down to the wire of votes indefinitely. So Mike said he has immunity. He can, you know, make that bold move. Like I said, Kara wants Nick out. Mike said Allison will be the beat. So obviously making the decision that Allison is easy to beat in the end. So obviously making the choice that, you know, okay, you know what, I think it'd be easier if we get out, if we get one of the bigger threats out, like Nick or Christian. And I think definitely, in my opinion, I was thinking about this morning when I was actually watching Survivor, I said, you know what, I think it's going to be definitely Nick, and then it's going to be definitely Christian. So Christian and then probably Nick will be the next two to go. Unfortunately, I know Christian and Nick and Kara are on my list of, you know, who, like, for my picks for the season. Is Nick and Kara are on my list this season, and it is it's tough. I'm getting a big hit. It's a bit of a big hit this year, and I don't know. It's just I had like four at one point, and now I'm down to two. Like, I'm starting to go down very, very quick, obviously. So, like, I definitely think so. That's what I think. Nick and Christian are going to definitely be the next two targets. And since Christian went, it would definitely Nick would be next on the list. If he doesn't win immunity, though, don't forget, with the finale coming, he has to win immunity. Constantly start winning the immunity challenges and, start doing very well in those two. So it will be tough. It will be indefinitely very tough for him to do it as well. So, you know, you gotta start winning. I think that's the big key factor now, is you have to start winning immunity from here on out, because you need to, you know, you need to win. You need definitely need to start winning challenges now as well. So what was I saying now? I'm completely derailed this whole podcast. So Christian obviously making the argument that Christian has no idols left, which is true. Christian has no idols left at this point. He has zero idols now. He has no chance of staying. You know, he is in trouble. Christian is now in trouble because he has no idols. So maybe this is like a good open time to actually get him out because he has no idols. He's, what do they say? It's like open season right now. Like it's an open season to get him out. So I would do it. I know Gabby really tried last week to get Christian out, and I know that failed, but hey, Christian went out this week, so, you know, one after another. I had a funny feeling it was going to be either Christian and then Gabby, or Gabby then Christian. That's what I was thinking. I think it was, I definitely think it would have been one of those two together. So it was kind of one way or the other. One was going to go after another anyway. So Davey said, what if Allison, you know, has the idol? So obviously has, what if, you know, Allison has this idol? Then what do we do? Like, what the heck do we do next? Like, this is, if Allison has the idol, then what do we do, right? It's like, what do we do next? So Nick said nobody has the idol. Nick told DB that he didn't really have the extra vote, the extra idol. So there is no extra idol. It's just fake. And we're going to see that in the tribal council. Davey said has the idol and he's going to use, he's going to use it if he needs to get out Christian. Mike told Nick Davey is gunning for him. He told Nick that he's going to get out Christian. Votes are going to go towards Davey. So it's kind of back and forth a bit. It is a bit on the back and forth, but, you know, it is, it's going to be tough. So tribal council, they're talking about where they are. You know, they are talking about, they play the more aggressive game, or do they play on the least aggressive game? Also, can't trust somebody that, can't really trust somebody, but you have to trust somebody, obviously. So, you know, you gotta trust somebody through this game to get you, you know, to the end. But, it's tough. It is really a tough decision to make, you know, as well. And also, who's gonna be loyal to you? They're talking about, you know, who is going to be loyal to you in this game? Who is gonna, you know, stick by your side to the end, you know, or unless you blindside them and backstab them and get them voted out, then, then you're kind of, screwed, maybe. So, honestly, they're talking about this tribal council is gonna be less fluent. There's no death grudges going on. Obviously, I don't think there's any grudges. Honestly, in my opinion, there is no grudges. There is absolutely no grudges whatsoever at this point. There is definitely no grudges at this point. And I don't think anybody's bitter. I don't think there's going to be much of a better jury this year. That's what I'm thinking. But I was watching the Ponderosas and I think they're going to, it's not going to be a better jury this year. It's going to be one of those years that it will be definitely a non-bitter jury this year as well. Okay, and then strategy is good. They can, you know, a clear situation. Obviously, talking about who is actually the threat, the threat, and obviously Allison, the common threat, maybe. Obviously, there is her, there is Nick, there is Christian. I think Davey as well would be on that list too, as well. Davey would be on that list down the road as well. And also the $1 million, you know, right decision, and it could be also the $1 million wrong decision in the long run as well. It could be, you know, it would be the wrong decision. So obviously Mike has to make a move, a big impact on the game. So they went to the vote. Davey played his idol himself. Nick played his fake idol on himself, but then of course Allison said you don't need to play that. And then obviously Nick then played his real idol. So there are no idols left in this game right now. We're at no idols. We're at a fair playing field at this point. So Nick played the idol himself. One vote for Davey does not count. Next vote was for Davey, does not count. One vote Allison, one vote Christian, two votes Allison, two votes Christian. 14th person voted out of this game, and the 7th member of the jury, Christian. And then obviously they played Humane, which was actually played on Survivor Game Changers when Varner got voted out of this game as he made, I guess, a crucial mistake that season in ousting out Deke, which I think was not right and whatsoever. But obviously, they also played that when Suri got voted out because there was no other idols to play up there. There was no other freaking idols to play up there. All the idols were played. There's no other person that they can vote for. So this game was completely, Suri was the only one they could vote for. So obviously, she was voted out of this game. So that was the other time that he played that song. It's kind of nice to hear that song. And I was actually clapping my hands because I thought Christian played an amazing game this year. I know you can agree to disagree with me on this, but you know, he did play a really good game. I really like Christian as a person. I think he was one of my favorite characters on this season. It was definitely a pleasure to watch him during the season, and I would like to see him come back. No, I would love to see Christian come back again. No, I would. It's just, I would love to see him even go further and win this game, you know, redemption. So have not Redemption Island, but you know what I mean. But like a season, like a second chance season, like that would be another one. Actually, I should do another off-season podcast on a second chance season and put Christian in there in the list too. I would too. I would actually definitely put Christian in there. I don't know if I did a second chance season podcast. I might have, but I might actually have to do an updated one as well down the road. So next week is the season finale of Survivor, and I'll let you guys know, I will be live on twitch.tv/everythingwellroadtv at 11 p.m. Eastern. I know that's very late. I apologize. It's going to be so late, but I want to record it. It'll be from between 11 and midnight. We'll be taking questions. You can hashtag everythingwellroadtv on Twitter for any questions you want to ask between the finale and also the actual live show that we are going to do. And it's going to be a test for us on the video platform twitch.tv. So that will be a very interesting test indeed to see how many of you guys want to tune in and listen. So it will be, and someone called them a cruel psychopath next week as well. And yeah, next week's the finale. I can't wait. I can't believe it. It's just over. Like, it's going to be like, oh, I'm going to have lots of time on my hand. No, wrong. Let's let you guys know, December 6th, 26th will be the CBLTW show podcast will be coming out for you guys. It'll be the Power Rangers Zeo, and then the following week on the 2nd will be the Power Rangers Turbo. I still yet to finish the editing. I'm working on it right now. Well, currently still have it on my taskbar waiting for me, but working on it. It will be out on the 26th and the 2nd of January over the season. There will be some off-season podcasts for this one. Music City starts back up on the 4th, so that will be exciting to tune in as well. So there's a lot going on for both podcasts. Do tune in to both of them. If you like, non-reality TV shows. Well, Music City is a reality TV show, but it is on the CBLTW show, obviously. But, go check it out. And check out some retro stuff as well. That'd be cool. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this extended episode of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at ChrisBeOnTheWeb. And thank you guys so much for the love and support on all the platforms. I may as well name them off. Podcast.com, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, especially because I've had an email from somebody. Thank you so much for emailing me to the show. And then also on Player FM, Listen Notes, what else? CastBox, Outcast, Pod Paradise. We have, oh my goodness, we're on so many platforms. Pod Tail as well. So thank you guys so much for the love and support on the podcast. I'm overwhelmed by the love and support that this podcast is getting. It's on so many different platforms. But again, you can go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information and to see all the links of all the podcasts. It is just endless links now. The podcast has really grown so much. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to this episode of Anthem on TV. And we'll see you guys next week for the Survivor David vs. Goliath finale right here on Everything on TV. Have a good rest of your weekend. We will see you guys this upcoming week for the finale of Survivor David vs. Goliath. Bye for now.